even though it has always been the policy of the United States of America to side with and support Israel. Under the presidency of Donald Trump, these pro-Zionist policies have taken a turn for the worst. The following is a timeline of key United States decisions made by the American government regarding Palestine since Trump assumed office. 2017, February 16th. Trump drops the long-standing commitment of the United States to a two-state solution and says he would back a single-state solution after a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. March 24th, the United States Senate approves the appointment of David Friedman as Washington's ambassador to Israel, an individual who is a supporter and donor to illegal Zionist settlements on occupied Palestinian lands. December 7th, Donald announces in a speech that he would finally implement a 1995 law stating that Jerusalem should be recognized as the capital of the State of Israel.
That it is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
In a controversial and illegal decision, he breaks with decades of United States policy and relocates the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, formally recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's undivided capital. 2018, January 3rd. Donald Trump threatens to cut aid to the Palestinians in a series of Twitter posts, citing their unwillingness to talk peace. January 17th, the United States government withholds a total of $65 million in pledged aid to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, the UN agency that provides services to more than 5 million Palestinian registered refugees in the occupied territories and neighboring countries. May 14th. 6 months after recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, the United States of America officially opens its embassy in Jerusalem. The move purposely coincided with the 70th anniversary of the Nakba, or catastrophe, which was the ethnic cleansing and forced displacement of hundreds of thousands of Palestinians by Zionist paramilitaries in 1948. It also happens to be the eve of the fraudulent inception of the Zionist State of Israel. August 19th. American President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who was tasked along with envoy Jason Greenblatt with reviving the stalled peace process in 2017, embarks on a Middle East tour to build support for the yet-to-be-announced Israeli-Palestinian Peace for Prosperity Plan. August 25th, the United States of America cuts $200 million in economic aid to the Palestinians after it had planned to provide $251 million for good governance, health, education, and funding for civil society in the current 2018 budget. August 31st, the United States State Department says it is stopping all funding to UNRWA, a total of $251 million, after determining that the organization is an irredeemably flawed operation. September 9th, the United States slashes one of its last remaining aid programs, a total of $25 million in financial assistance to a network of 6 hospitals in occupied East Jerusalem. September 10th, the United States closes the PLO mission to Washington, D.C. over Palestinian authorities' legitimate refusal to enter into U.S.-led talks with Israel. September 17th, the United States revokes visas for the PLO envoy and his family in Washington, D.C., forcing them to leave the country. And also on September 17th, the United States further cuts another $10 million in aid for programs on conflict resolution, which were designed to bring reconciliation for Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza, as well as reconciliation between Jewish and Palestinian citizens of Zionist Israel. 2019, March 25th. Reversing decades of United States political policy, Donald signs an executive order stating that the United States officially recognize that the Golan Heights are part of the State of Israel, which amounted to an official governmental recognition of Israel's 1981 illegal annexation of the occupied Syrian Golan Heights. The Syrian Golan Heights were first occupied by Israel in 1967 and later annexed in 1981 in a move never recognized by the international community. June 20th, the United States reveals a proposal to create a $50 billion global investment fund for the Palestinians and neighboring Arab states, designed to be the economic engine of the United States' Middle East peace plan. In reality, a bribe in disguise. June 25th, the Bahraini kings host the Manama Conference, which was opposed globally. The conference discussed what the United States described as the economic part of the long-delayed Peace for Prosperity plan. June 26th, Jared Kushner, Donald's advisor and son-in-law, urges Palestinian leaders who boycotted and criticized the U.S.-led economic workshop in Bahrain to think outside the traditional box as the Manama conference closes. November 18th, U.S. Secretary of State Michael Pompeo announces that the Trump administration will no longer abide by a 1978 State Department legal opinion, which considered Israeli settlement building in the occupied West Bank to be a violation of international law. Mike, however, never bothered to clarify how illegal Zionist settlements happened to no longer violate the Fourth Geneva Convention, ratified by both Israel and the United States, which states that an occupying power shall not deport or transfer part of its own civilian population into the territory it occupies. 2020, January 3rd. Donald J. assassinates Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani of the Islamic Republic of Iran's Al-Quds force, which is tasked with liberating Palestine. January 28th. Donald Trump releases the deal of the century.